Can Chip or the Eagles, can they surprise people that completely again in an opener?
You know, we're really just focused on going out there and playing our game, going out there executing. We're preparing all week. We're preparing like we know how. And you never know what's going to happen in an opener or any game. So really the key is just to play good football from the start and finish the game. And I've always said, and I believe it, is you have to play team football. You have to play offense, defense, special teams. You have to be solid all around and lean on each other. And that's what we're going to do.
In the offseason, Chip spoke about the amount of man-to-man coverage you guys saw. And he guesses it's more than that, just about any team in the league. Do you think that's what defense is going to keep playing with more man?
I mean, it's hard to tell because a lot defenses have different coverages, and the reason they mix in man, they mix it in with zone because it can look very similar. So it's hard to tell, you know, receivers what kind of route, quarterbacks, where am I going with the ball, and that's where, you know, pre-snap you take a read, you see if you can see differentiate it, and then once the ball snap, you can see what it is. You know, you never know. I know they're going to come out in all different coverages. They're not just going to choose one and play it the whole game. They're going to give us different looks. They're going to bring blitzes and, you know, zone blitzes and do man coverage. So we'll see everything.
Teams that win week one are more than twice as likely to make the playoffs. Do you believe week one can really set a tone for a full season?
I mean, week one, definitely. I think any game can, though. I mean, this is the most important game of the season right here because it's our first game. It's our next game. But there's also teams that have gone in the playoffs that probably haven't won. It's one of those things where you have to be all in. You have to prepare every day, like, you know, really this is the championship game. That's how you have to prepare. And, you know, we still have several more days to prepare and get ready for them.
Talk about how prepared you guys feel. I mean, you've been doing this a long time. Can you over-prepare? Like, do you feel like you guys are there?
Not yet. We're not there. It's not game day yet. So we still have a couple more days to prepare. Still have more film to study, practice film to study, meetings. And then game time should be the right time to peak and be ready to go. That's how we do it. I don't stop watching film right now. I go in there right now with all the guys as a team. We'll watch film and everybody will break down film. So we're not ready yet. We'll be ready on Sunday. How's it growing? You just develop more reps. You feel more comfortable. When you're first starting to run an offense, you're really thinking about – you're really thinking through every play. And now it's more of just a reaction. You've run a lot of these plays. You've seen several different looks. And then now it's really just trying not to, you know, skip a route. If a guy's open, trying to go to a deeper route or something like that. It's just staying disciplined. I think that's the big thing is we all have to stay disciplined in what we do and how we prepare and how we play.
You guys have opened at home. It's been a while since you guys were open at home. I realize you weren't the starter last year when you guys opened on the road, but what do you expect from the home crowd as far as back to the season open this year?
Oh, I know they're pumped. I know the city of Philadelphia, the surrounding cities, whoever's going to come to the game is thrilled. They've waited since the last game last year to be here. So we're excited to have a home opener to be in Philadelphia in the link. So I can't wait. I'm really excited to see how the crowd is and just get them excited, get them riled up.
You mentioned Frank Scalfo to us a few times. I'm sure you'll see him on Sunday. What role has he had in your career and your development?
Yeah, Coach Scalfo was my quarterback coach at Arizona, and he's had a tremendous role in my career, not only as a football player but as a person. He was with me for 2 years at Arizona, and, you know, those were 2 years where I really grew. We had a, you know, great quarterback room, and, you know, he taught us a lot. And, you know, when I was going into the draft, he was right there to, you know, tutor me along the way to, you know, sort of conduct my pro day. I was around him, and I've gotten close with him and his family, obviously, through the years, and we've definitely kept in touch and love him to death. He's one of those guys that, you know, has helped me tremendously along my journey, and I'll always be thankful for him. So.
He's the guy behind the 24-hour rule that you...
He's behind a lot of the stuff. I've been very fortunate to have many people in my life that have sort of tutored me along the ways and given me their wisdom. So he's definitely one of them.
Off field question: your dad's restaurateur. You've talked about going into that business yourself. What are your favorite places to eat in Philly?
I mean, in Philly, we cook a lot. And I'm not really going to answer it because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I'm going to just.
What about cheesesteaks?
I got to stay away from them right now, season. So okay. My wife's a great cook, so I focus on that, and I know she'll love that I said that. She probably won't know, but I'll tell her that I gave her a compliment. Get some brownie points.
Yeah, two more, guys. Two more.
Chip has said that last season, as good as it was just okay. How do you feel about that? Do you feel much the same way?
Yeah, I totally agree with him. I feel like, and I know we all feel the same way, that we can be a lot better and we should strive to be better. But, you know, I'm not big on words. We need to go out there and prove it every day. We need to do it in the weight room, in the film room, what our habits are when we're not in the facility. Are we taking care of our bodies? Are we doing things the right way? And then when we're practicing, are we practicing smart? Are we playing smart? So I know we can be a lot better, but we have to keep pushing each other and, you know, doing it as a team.
You've taken more reps this leading up to this moment than you've taken in the previous 2 years. Do you feel a difference? Can you talk about what all these reps have done for you as you get ready for the season?
Yeah, I've definitely gained a comfort. You know, I've gotten more comfortable. You gain confidence. You develop a relationship with the guys you play with, and that's the biggest thing. You have to have that relationship when you hit the field. They have to know who you are, and you have to know them. When I throw routes to guys, they know where I'm going to throw it, how I'm going to throw it, and they trust me if I'm going to lead them into somewhere that, you know, it could be a hit, a bang-bang situation. They know I'm going to do my best to protect them. So I think that's the big thing throughout this.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.